7:40 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Rocco Nucci.
It is the WEOL Morning Show, where we're going to start cooking things up. Who grills at this time of the morning?
Not me.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's Lodge Cast Iron Chef Chris Stubblefield who's grilling in Chattanooga, Tennessee. What do your neighbors think of you grilling so early this morning, Chris?
Not something they haven't seen before.
Well, it's better than waking up the bacon. It's even better than that. Let's get it right now. As far as people are starting to do summer, their perfect, you know, summer grilling. What are some of the tips you can give us so that we are most successful at this project?
Yeah. So the first thing that I always tell people is to focus on the feast. You know, food's the most important thing. Using seasonal ingredients, summer corn, sweet peppers. Just making sure you follow the seasons. Using quality ingredients and a great recipe, but also making sure that you have a reliable grill. So I've got the Sportsman's Pro cast iron grill from Lodge Cast Iron. It's going to be helping me all summer long, and I'm super excited about it.
What are some of the features of that grill that make it so special for you?
Okay, so one of the most amazing things about this grill, it's got a very small footprint, but it packs a huge punch. It has a dual draft system, so that pulls air through. You can regulate your heat super easily. It also has an ash drawer that collects the ash, and it makes cleanup a snap, right? You just slide that out and make sure that you dispose of those ashes appropriately. But one of the greatest things about this grill is it's made by Lodge Cast Iron. They've been making cast iron cookware for 125 years in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, by some of the most hardworking folks in America. We've packed 125 years of innovation into this grill.
Wow, fantastic. Chris, for someone like myself who is a little limited when it comes to grilling experience, what are some of those, you know, maybe beginner mistakes to look out for, and what are maybe some of the more important things to learn and understand as we begin grilling?
Totally. So one of the great things about grilling is it's fairly forgiving. One thing I like to tell people is not to fiddle with your food. If you're moving it around, and you're not giving it enough time to sear and really get that awesome crust and that flavor development. And I would say to preheat your grill. So make sure that you've given it enough time to come up to temperature so that when you put your protein or your veggies on your grill, you're getting more bang for your buck.
What about the right charcoal or any kind of things to add to any flavor in that process? What do you recommend for that?
Yeah, so I usually use lump charcoal, I can start it off in a chimney starter, which helps, just light those coals pretty evenly. But you can also just light your charcoal in the base of this grill. That's one of the things I love about it. It's kind of self-sustaining in that way. So lump charcoal is great, but I'd say if you're a matchlight charcoal kind of person, then go for it.
Can you share with us maybe some recipes that we could take away with this?
Absolutely. So on our website, lodgecastiron.com, we have an amazing char-grilled cheesesteak recipe that'll knock your socks off. We've also got there's so many recipes on that website, but one of the things that I love is the grilled jalapeno poppers. They're bacon wrapped. Got a little pineapple in there. For Father's Day, that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be making those things, standing in front of this thing with a frosty beverage.
Well, that's always good, too. You need some time to relax. I like the part that you say don't fiddle with your food. How do we know when we're grilling whether we want the lid open or closed? What's the story for that?
So this is a hibachi-style grill. You're getting all of your heat from the bottom, so there is no lid. One of the nice things about that is you can see your food cooking the whole time. I can kind of look and see my steak is getting good color. My chicken is cooking through. So with a hibachi-style grill, that's another benefit.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I guess we don't always think about doing vegetables. Is there a key to making sure we're not, charring them too much? And how do you keep things sometimes from falling through the grates and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way that this grill is designed, it has wide enough grill surface that you get really good grill marks. But we also thought through that. Once you see the grill, you can really see how your veggies aren't really going to fall through it. As far as that's concerned, I'd say, make sure you season your food appropriately. I always say, you can be a little bit more heavy-handed with your salt if you want. And then, use a little bit of olive oil. And then you're just watching for color. You know what kind of doneness you like your food. I just say, cook to your liking or your spouse's liking.
We're talking this morning with Chef Chris Stubblefield. He's a Lodge cast iron chef joining us, grilling out in his backyard in Chattanooga, Tennessee this morning, giving us some good popular tips. Safety is always important for this. What things do you recommend? Sometimes people will finish getting ready to eat. They got to kind of remember that there is, you know, so there was a flame there at one point. There's hot coals. What do you recommend as far as safety related to even, you know, kids and also just preparation for your kind of cool down after it's done?
Yeah, absolutely. Safety is top of mind always. So one of the best things that I would tell people to do is let your grill cool down so you're not burning yourself. It comes with these hook and carry handles, which are amazing. They're steel handles. They keep your hands away from the heat. They help you regulate the heat, too, with that ash drawer. But definitely letting it cool down, dumping the ash out into something that is not flammable. I like to dump it into my fire pit. If I'm camping, I put it in the fire ring. If I'm tailgating, I've got a little metal trash can that I put it in, but just making sure that I put those appropriately away. And then hot water and a nylon brush, and you'll be back to playing the hits in no time.
Yeah, you want to make sure it's clean, that's for sure, so you have it, and it allows you to do it, and you can grill any time of the day or night, or any kind of the season, too, which makes it good. And I see the size for this particular grill. It's pretty portable for people to be able to take it wherever they go. If people want to find out more about some of the things we talked about, maybe some of those good recipes, where's a good location to get checked?
Absolutely. So much information we've packed into lodgecastiron.com. Visit us there. Tips and tricks, so many recipes, anything you ever wanted to know about cast iron and so much more. We're also on all the social channels, so follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We have a TikTok now, so just check us out. And we've got an awesome customer service team that loves to answer questions about cast iron. So if you have them, please shoot them our way.
Sounds good. Chris, we appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you. I wish you could smell these steaks.
Delicious. It is Chris Stubblefield joining us, Lodge Cast Iron Chef, joining us this morning, giving us some good tips on getting things out there and ready to grill.